بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم الحمد لله. We continue with our sabaks regarding how to correct our namaz and bring it to that state which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that successful indeed are those believers who perform namaz with khashi'un, with total devotion and attention. And as we are busy learning that this namaz Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, this is in no way whatsoever a burden, but this is a very, very, very great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once a person has realized, بس اسی طرح عظمت نماز کی خوب سمجھ کر تمام آداب کے لائق قبولیت بارگاہ بادشاہ حقیقی کے ہوئے بجا لاوے. سو ان دس وے اے پرسن شوڈ ریئلائز دس نماز از اے ویری ویری گریٹ گفٹ آف اللہ سبحان و تعالی. اٹس اے ویری ویری گریٹ نعمت دیٹ اللہ سبحان و تعالی از گیونگ اس این اپرچونٹی ٹو بی پریزنٹ ان فرنٹ آف دا کنگز آف آل کنگز مالک الملک, ناٹ جسٹ اینی آرڈنری پرسنالٹی. To get an appointment today with just one counselor is a big deal. And if he gives you an appointment, he thinks he's doing you a favor also. And then also he'll tell you, I got very limited time. Here Allah Ta'ala is giving us a very, very great opportunity that come and meet me. And no time stipulated. How long you want to sit and talk to me, you have all that opportunity. So a person should realize that this is a very, very great opportunity, a great occasion. That is why we learned when Azan used to go, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's face used to turn and just his attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pious servants also we learned. One blacksmith used to do his work with a heavy hammer, and the moment he left his hammer and Azan goes, Allahu Akbar, that hammer is so heavy, but he didn't complete that shot. He just put that hammer down and now it's time for Salah. But myself, we all should ponder, we hear Azan, we're still talking, we're still watching the match, we're still busy with our cell phones. So this reality has to come into us that this is a very great ni'mat, an appointment with the great king, kings of all kings. And when a person realizes that, that tamam adab ke lai, qabooliyat e bargai, bachai hakiki ke hoye, baja lawe. That now a person should prepare with all the etiquettes and in such a manner that my presence in the court of this great king should be accepted. In other words, you make your istinja properly. Your clothing also you see that it is clean and proper. Try and learn what type of clothes, the sunnat clothes of our pious servants, dress accordingly and present ourselves in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be happy with us. In other words, externally also, our taharat, our outward forms of namaz, try and learn. Then internally, make the mind and heart realize that where I'm going. I'm not just going just to perform namaz and just go and read my namaz and I'll see you just now. No, I'm going to meet the kings of kings. I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the mind should be attentive and you should realize. So all these etiquettes, a person walks into the masjid also properly with the right foot, sunnat, reading the du'as also, Allahu Akbar. What a du'a Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, that here you're not just coming just to pass time. Rabbi khfirli zunubi, that oh Allah, those things that's going to be blocking me from getting all your mercies, first remove all that, remove all my sins. And then waftahli abwaba rahmati, open for me not one door of mercy, doors of mercy. So we have come here to get doors of great mercy of Allah. But if we come without the correct etiquettes, correct adabs, etc., our children just dash into the house, your own child. But you'll tell him, go out. Knock at the door or open the door nicely. Make salam. So you're also in the court of Allah. We should come with respect. That is why ulama has taught, try to be early. But if for some reason you got delayed, don't run into the masjid. Don't rush to the masjid. Walk with a little faster pace. But don't walk in such a pace that now you're panting and you're starting your namaz.
or you're rushing into your namaz, you don't even know whether you made takbir-e-ula. So all these adabs, these etiquettes are extremely important. And according to the occasion, you invited for a very important meeting, you want to know immediately what kind of clothes I must wear. Formal, informal, and you want to know all the etiquettes. So here, we should learn the etiquettes, and alhamdulillah, we are being taught here. But this is not enough, as our Hazrat says. We go back, we have to revise our sabak. And see, and be conscious, am I doing it? Just think of one, 2 points every time. That am I entering the masjid properly, for example? Or am I making my istinja properly, for example? My wuzu. While making wuzu, I'm still talking, the water is rolling. So already, the adab is going. So we know, in the court of Allah, how can we be accepted like it? When we're going in front of the kings of kings, another person, you go and meet him, is an important person. He doesn't know you wasted water, you did this, you did that. Allah knows everything of ours. Allah knows our thoughts. We come in to meet Allah, but we're thinking of some other girl, Allah save us. Or we're thinking of some sports. So we have to have all these etiquettes in mind. And a person makes a great effort to realize that I must learn the etiquette so I can be I can present myself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, pehle taharat or pakizi kare. That firstly, make your taharat properly and gain proper purity. In other words, our wuzu, yani wuzu kare, make our wuzu properly. And all the aspects of wuzu, for example, when gargling the mouth, we have to gargle, make ghar ghar ghar. Out of roza time, we should be careful. Don't do that, we don't know what drop of water can go down. But generally, we don't gargle our mouth. We don't make ghar ghar, which is part of wuzu, it's sunnat. Even when we wash our nose, we just put water. We have to put our fingers in, blow the nose out. So make our wuzu properly and make our taharat properly. Or jo hajat nahane ki ho, ghusl kare. A person who needs to make ghusl, etc., he's in a state of janabat, then make ghusl properly, make proper ghusl. And with this intention, I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person, jaise koi badshah ke darbar ke jaane ka irada karta hai, pehle hammam karta hai, phir kapre pehen ke jaate. You got a very important appointment. Just with one ordinary professor, and you're telling your wife, today I got an important appointment. I must take a bath properly, see my clothes, just iron my clothes properly, everything. I got an appointment with this minister today. Oh, and then if you got an appointment with the state president, then you're out of your world, out of your mind. Although he is not even a Muslim, he doesn't even know etiquette himself, but you are so worried. Either whether he baths or doesn't bath, you not, but you want to take a bath. And you want to wear proper clothes, etc. That I must go in front, I'm going in front of the president. Let me go, let me take a proper bath. And Allahu Akbar, our elders, they knew reality. Hazrat Mana Abrar Ahmad Dulyawi Rahmatullahi. Of the Muhtamim Sahib of Tarkeshwar, very great Buzurg. When he used to go meet his Sheikh, he used to go to the majlis of his Sheikh Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullahi, he used to take a ghusl. That I'm going to meet my Sheikh. Now you come in to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we should think, do I know if my wudu is properly? Is my ghusl, my istinja properly? So we have to be alert. Allahu Akbar. Imam Bukhari Rahmatullahi, what a great kitab. But every hadith, he made ghusl, he made 2 rakats namaz to write one hadith, the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here we coming to talk to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Namaz, so beautifully it is said, if you want Allah Ta'ala to talk to you, then make tilawat of Quran Kareem. Allah is talking to you, Allah is telling you, this is my letter to you. And if you want to talk to Allah, it comes clearly in the hadith, when a banda reads Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah replies, it's a dialogue, Hamadun Abdi. That my banda has praised me, Allahu Akbar. So you're having a dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a dry meeting, but when all this reality comes, when we don't realize, then our namaz is just in and out, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. No reality of that. So a person realizes that I'm going in front of Allah. So a person makes his taharat properly, like how you're going in front of a important person, a king, etc. You first make ghusl, then you wear clean clothes, proper clothes. So here also we should learn how to make Allahu Akbar. The clothes also, we should become conscious. What clothes am I wearing? And all these type of clothes with all labels and all adverts, etc. Try and avoid these things. Try and realize and learn. I'm going in the court of Allah. Allahu Akbar. In the court of Allah, nobody will wear a cross. But see how the Western world is so clever. They know Muslims won't wear a cross. they brought Nike. Nike is actually the sign of a Greek goddess, a female Greek god, and that's that god that will give you victory. So that's why sportsmen, they all wear Nike. That this will give us power, this God will make us win. And we Muslims don't even realize. Now in front of Allah, we making, talking to Allah, but we got the sign of another God. Will Allah be happy with us? And so we have to learn these things. And once we come to know Allahu Akbar, then our attitude should be, oh, I didn't know, you make tawbah, immediately you remove it. Don't worry how much you paid for it or whatever. Allahu Akbar, one young student in Canada, we met him, we told him, you know what this means? I say, told him, this, it means this. Oh man, I didn't know. Immediately, it wasn't namaz time, anything. We were just sitting and it was cold also. He took off his jacket, he said, I won't wear it anymore. So if Allah give me, all of us, that type of attitude, Allahu Akbar, how happy Allah Ta'ala will get with us. So we should realize that this is namaz. Now, Allahu Akbar, this was the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi till year, that first know what namaz is all about. Now the person who has transcribed this kitab, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the great Khalifa of Mawlana Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, now further he gives the summary, benefit for myself, all of us, and those brothers who were not here a few days. Now he's giving us the summary of the sabak we did here. Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi ke is bayan mein char baate. He says there are four things, and remember, Allahu Akbar. When you go to a king, you have to bath everything. Allah made it so easy. You just have to make wuzu. And if you got wuzu, you don't have to make another wuzu. But those people who realize the importance of salah, they make a fresh wuzu, that more noor must come to them. So Allah made it so easy to come to His court, and still if we don't pay attention, and we don't come with proper focus, etc., then we are losing out ourselves. We are not, the Allah Ta'ala doesn't lose in any case. All this Allah has done for our favor, as we learn in Firas. So, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi ke is bayan mein char baate. There are four things, that is the summary of this sabak that we have done till now, that there are four things we should realize. The first important thing we should realize, namaz ki ahamiyat, jisko baar baar parkar dil mein bitana. That the importance of namaz, how important namaz is, and over we should read it. That is, in the Fazaili Amal, this kitab that is read, as Hazrat says, don't think, oh, this kitab, every day they read it. Jamaat brothers also read it. We heard this hadith. No, you find any bayan, especially your Shaykh's bayan, your ustad, etc. When you go with this intention, I'm going to learn, and I'm going to get some noor in my heart, you will find the same example can be given 10 times. Each time there will be a different effect in your heart. Each time you'll get a different lesson from it. So exactly the same, Fazail-e Amal, as our Hazrat explained, such a Mubarak kitab, such a accepted kitab, throughout the world it's read so much. So we should try and pay attention. Sit in also the talim that takes place in the masjid. Sit in those talims also. At home also have our talim and read this kitab over and over, especially to get the importance of namaz. For example, there are certain times we get lazy with our jamaat. So read those aspects, that with regard to the importance of namaz with jamaat. Sometimes you see you getting negligent, you missing namaz. Read the aspect with regard to the warnings of namaz. Read the aspects with regard to you missing your jamaat, that the warnings for not making namaz with jamaat for men, etc. So the first important thing which we have learned already is to realize it must set in our heart and must go down from our mind into our hearts, and it must show out into our life that when namaz is so important, I can't miss my namaz under any circumstances. I can lose my whole life, but my namaz I cannot miss. That importance of namaz is to come into our life. And the second thing, Allahu Akbar, a person should realize that sabse pehle usko dil mein baar baar soche ke namaz ka hukam mere upar koi bojh tawan nahi hai. Allahu Akbar. That a person should realize this reality, that this namaz is no burden. It's not like a text. It's not that I'm forced to, that I have to be present in the court of Allah. Realize is not that it's a burden Allah Ta'ala has put upon us, that now I'm busy playing a match, now I must go read namaz. Now I'm busy in my shop and there's a big customer here. Oh, what now, namaz? If a person doesn't realize the value of namaz, it will be a burden. But when a person just ponders and thinks that balke badi ni'mat aur ihsan hai, this is a great gift of Allah, and it is Allah Ta'ala's very, very, very special favor upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made those things necessary upon us, which are very necessary for us. In our life also, outwardly, what is extremely necessary, Allah Ta'ala made it very easily available, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it open for all. For example, to love, everybody needs oxygen. Nobody have to run to the chemist to go and buy oxygen. You are poor man, you are rich man, anybody. Yeah? Allah Ta'ala save us, that person who is suffering from asthma and he can't breathe properly. And he has to go and get another tank, Allahu Akbar. And if it is 12 o'clock at night, and he hasn't got money in his pocket, ask him. Then he realizes what's the value of oxygen. Here we are breathing free every second. We're breathing, we don't even realize. Allah made it free of charge for all of us. And more important than oxygen also is our iman. And Allah made iman so easy. Small child can read La ilaha illallah. Big adults, anybody can read La ilaha illallah. And the more you read it and you learn from the friends of Allah, the more the scripture will be filled with reality. And then a person will realize how kind is Allah. That Allah has made all those things which are very beneficial for me. Allah knows my mind is so weak. I think I'm a big professor, but what is necessary for me, I don't even know. I don't even know how important is iman for me. I don't even know how necessary is Islam and the laws of Islam. Allahu Akbar. That is why you find so many people, professors, but Islam means nothing to them. Because they don't realize that the necessary, what a great gift it is. Allah Ta'ala made namaz farz upon us. Because Allah knows that my banda won't know how beneficial it is. And not just for us, Allah made an announcer call us, Hayya al-Salah, Hayya al-Falah. Don't this, it's not a burden I'm calling to you to. I'm calling you for your success. So run towards your success, Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala has been extremely kind that all those things which are extremely necessary for us, Allah made it for us. Those things which are very, very beneficial, Allah made it for us. And then according to all the different levels, Allah made the different actions. Certain things wajib, certain things sunnat. But those things that are very necessary, very beneficial, Allah made it for us. Those things that are very harmful and detrimental for us, Allah made it haram. Otherwise, if Allah didn't make it haram, for example, we see in our deen that smoking, we people regard it as makruh. But because it's not haram, people still smoke, even Muslims. But alcohol, Allah made it haram. Still, few Muslims, they still drink. Allah save us all, give us all hidayat. But you find that generally, Muslims, you don't just stay away from alcohol. We have that hatred. You don't want to look at it. You feel bad in your heart. But imagine if Allah didn't make it haram. Go to those families, Allahu Akbar. The father is an alcoholic, the mother is an alcoholic, and there's children in the house, they both drunk. They are in a different state, and the poor children don't know what is happening. Where to turn to, what is happening. Gambling, Allahu Akbar, Allah made it haram. Today, sadly, even Muslims we find fall into gambling. They lose everything. Literally, they were big businessmen, Allahu Akbar. They were owning big empires. Muslims, when the Sun City opened up initially, they all fall for their trap, and Shaitan fools you. I'm not going to gamble, I'm just going to see what's happening. From those places where you can fall into the fire, stay very far away. Not I just want to see it also. You passing by those places also, if you buy, you have to pass on that road forcefully, to turn your attention away. And make dua, Allah changes places of evil into good. Otherwise we find literally people, they gamble, they lost their whole empire. They lost their cars also. They came back with nothing. So gambling, what a terrible thing. Allah made it haram. Isn't Allah Ta'ala, isn't this the favor of Allah? So namaz, which is so important, so necessary, when a person realizes, I can't do without it, then he realizes, this is the favor of Allah. This is not a burden that Allah Ta'ala has put unnecessary difficulty upon me. But in fact, jiska uska shukriya ada nahi ho sakta ke Allah jalla, that a person cannot make enough shukr that Allah Ta'ala has granted me Islam. Allahu Akbar. That is why our mashayikh, our shaykh Hakim Aqtasab Rahmatullah Ali says that daily when you get up, make shukr, Ya Allah, you gave me existence. And not only existence in, as we learn here, further Allah Ta'ala mentioned, that we cannot, jiska shukriya ada nahi ho sakta hai, ki Allah Jalla Jalalo ne mujh zarra be migdan ko pehle ashraful makhlukat banaya. Allahu Akbar. That a person cannot make enough shukr and be grateful to Allah. Your whole lives and the whole creations, lives put together, make sajda, just that Allah gave me existence, it's not sufficient. We don't have the mind, we don't have the ability, we don't have the words. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Aqtasab Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, Zuban bhi kafir, lugat mein dam nahi akhtar. They say, oh Allah, my tongue is also deficient. There's no words in a dictionary also that I can make your shukr of Allah. And this is what Allah Ta'ala loves. When the banda realizes that he can't make my shukr, Allah says, now you have made my shukr. When you realize that you, everything is only from Allah. So a person that is totally worthless, useless, I'm not even worth a speck in front of Allah, and Allah made me the best of all creation. That is, so daily make shukr, Allah gave me existence, Allah gave me life. And not just life, Allah could make me a snake. Allah Ta'ala could make me stool. Allah Ta'ala could make me a stone that people are kicking around in the dirt. But Allah Ta'ala made me the best of all creation. And not that we had a right that I can claim that I deserve to be Ashraful Makhlukat. This is only and solely Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. That is why Allah Ta'ala teaches us, revise your Surah Fatiha every day. And let the reality of it come into us. Our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, how many years we reading Surah Fatiha. How many years we reading Allahu Akbar every day over 400 times just in our Faraz Namazes and Wajib. But did Allahu Akbar, the greatness, ever touch our heart? It still never even touched my heart, not even the vapor of it. So we should realize that how important is Surah Fatiha, how important is Allahu Akbar, that the reality has to come. The words also so important, but more important than the words, the reality. That Allah made me Ashraful Makhlukat. Allah Ta'ala granted me Islam. Allah made, woke me up as a Muslim. Allah Ta'ala granted us our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and made me in His Ummat, Allahu Akbar. Allah granted us Sahabas as a, radiallahu anhu, as examples. Then nobody can say where it is difficult to follow Islam. Forget Sahaba, Allah gave us our akabir, our elders of our time. That when you hear their stories, you are shocked. Were they angels or like Sahaba of these times? That they also, Allahu Akbar, how they practiced and how they appreciated the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Shaykh teaches us, for me to talk is very easy. To listen is even much more easier. But if Allah, we have to make dua, Allah Ta'ala put the reality in our heart. And Allah is Qadir and Mutlak. Allah can put the reality directly into our hearts without even understanding. But we should be begging Allah Ta'ala and making shukr to Allah. And this is the system of Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You make shukr, Allah will give, Allah, our Shaykh says, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Everybody wants more. So Allah says, the principle to get more, you just make shukr to me. That, oh Allah, you gave me this life. You gave, and then not only that, phir apne darbar mein, rozana paanch baar, arz maruz, aur apne hajat pesh karne ke liye hazri ki bari taqeed farmayi. Allahu Akbar. And not only Allah made me the best of all creation, and Allah granted me Islam, then Allah Ta'ala made it that five times a day, I must present myself in the court of Allah, a special meeting with Allah. Allahu Akbar, to get an appointment today with any person, as we have mentioned, it's quite a difficult task and very difficult. And then also he'll tell you, I'm too busy. Allah Ta'ala never ever said, I'm too busy, I got no time for you. Or you just come in a meeting and just 2 minutes, I can give you maybe 2 minutes of my time. No, Allah Ta'ala gave a special invitation. And why Allah is calling us? Not for Allah's needs. Allah doesn't need us. Allah Ta'ala says that I am calling you az ma'ruz, that you present your needs to me. You come talk to me and you tell me what you need. You don't have to tell people what you need. Don't tell anybody else and just grace yourself. You can come tell me. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا إِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. That all the treasures are by Allah Ta'ala. I have got everything what you need. And I know you better than yourself. I know all your pains. I know all your worries. I know all your problems. So I'm calling you. You come talk to me. You console yourself. A person just realizes that, hey, today as people are suffering from depression, you need no tablets. You need nothing. Just come to talk to Allah Ta'ala. Come in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and apne hajat pesh karne ke liye hazri. That Allah is calling you not for Allah ta'ala's gain, but that you present your own needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, what great stress that Allah made it for us. You won't know how important it is. You'd rather go and beg by somebody else. You think that person will help me. That person will help me. Nobody can help you. Even if a person helps you, Allah put it in his heart to help you. And all his treasures are limited. Allah's treasures are unlimited. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that, and not only that, that Allah says five times a day, you come and you come and meet me and you come and talk to me. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala's offices are open 24 hours. As we learn in front, Allah Ta'ala says, it is mentioned here, or jab ji chahe naflo mein hazri ka isne aam diya. Allahu Akbar. That five times a day you must come because it's necessary for you and it's very beneficial. Just five times, see that you don't leave it out. But still we find how we are missing salah. That Allahu Akbar in the ummah today, that if there's 20% of the ummah performing salah, it is a great gift. But, so we should be worried of our own salah, the salah of our families, of our neighbors, of our community, the whole ummah. At least we should be making dua, that what is necessary for us, what is extremely beneficial, we are just turning a blind eye towards it. And then we are crying, oh Allah, we have problems, we have depression, we have this. Allah says, come tell me what problems you got. Come and tell me and see. And I made it very easy for you. That Allahu Akbar. Besides the five times, any other time you got a problem, engage in nafal namaz. Salatul Hajat is there. Salatul Shukr is there. Salatul Tawbah is there. Any problem you got, realize I just pleased Allah. Immediately, two rakats, make your wuzu properly. Two rakats, tawbah namaz. In that niyat, make shukr namaz. Allahu Akbar. And there Allah Ta'ala says, I gave open permission. There's no reservation in the masjid. Nobody can say, this is my place also. And no rich man can say, nobody must sit on my place. Or no great mufti also can say, this is my place. No, the place is open for everybody. No reservations in the masjid. It is makruh to reserve your place. Unless you were there and you just went for some need, wuzu or something, then you can put your mark that I came before time. But like that, you can't leave your place now for the next salah. Whoever comes first, he gets that place. So we should, as eager as we are, so even in nafal namaz, so Allah Ta'ala's offices are not like the offices of this world. The offices of this world, even you want to go and pay account, for half past three the office close actually. But 3 o'clock you go, they'll tell you the computers are off already. You want to pay, but they don't have time for you. Allah's offers to take. Allah's office is open 24 hours. Allahu Akbar. And the best time Allah Ta'ala's office is open, middle of the night, tahajjud time. And Allah Ta'ala won't tell you that, Allah, you must first make an appointment and you must first phone me. And when you phone me, you dial Allah's number, you'll get that for English press 1, for Afrikaans press 2, for Zulu press 3, or you number 15 in the queue, you number 20 in the queue, or we've got lot of calls coming in, so please bear patience, nothing like that. And if you can't talk, you don't know language also, Allah knows the language of the heart. Allah knows any language. So Allah Ta'ala says, I gave you open permission, O my banda. I gave you this honor. I made you worth nothing. You worth not even a speck. You are totally filled. You made from one droplet of sperm. But I gave you this honor to come in the court of Allah. To come in the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur is hadri mein kisi sifarish aur darbaan ka ehsaan man nahi kiya. And Allah Ta'ala did not make it that to be present in the court of Allah, that Allah made it that somebody must intercede for you. That you want an appointment with somebody, you tell somebody who knows, hey please, go tell that person, give me an appointment. I'm not getting it today, Allah, just to get an appointment for driver's license, you want to pay so much, you have to tell, hey, make an appointment for me. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala didn't make it that there are no guards also, that you have to bribe the guard, hey please, man, let me enter. No, Allah Ta'ala didn't make it that anybody can say that I am doing a favor for you to allow you in the court of Allah. Allah Ta'ala made it open for everybody that a person comes in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a person realizes it is only my favor, it is only my blessings that Allah Ta'ala, and not only death, Allahu Akbar, or meri tabi susti, jahalat, or khaishati nafsani ke ghalba wagaira se, jo ghair hadir hokar mahroomi ka sabab ban sakta hai. Then Allah Ta'ala knows that our nature is such that we get very quick lazy, we get tired. Any excuse, you say, I got a headache today. Today I'll read my namaz later. And you see your namaz is gone. Today I won't go for masjid. So our tabiat is such that we become lazy. And our attitude is like that. Either it's our ignorance, we don't know the value of our namaz. Or our desire overpowers us. Let me just check the finish this match. Let me see this match finish. Or let me do my business finish. I'll go read my namaz just now. And before you know, the time is gone. So for all that Allah says, you're nature is such, and I know you, and your ignorance is such, you're going to let your desire overpower you, and you're going to deprive yourself of this great gift. So to save us from that, usse bachane ke liye sakh wa'ido aur azab ka elan kiya, that Allah Ta'ala has promised the severe warnings, and Allah has announced that I will punish you. And this punishment is not that Allah wants to punish us. That Allah is saying, I want to give you, Allahu Akbar. Which boss in the world will tell you that you're working for me 20 years now. Now I'm giving you a package, you take 2 million also, and I'll give you this building also. No, and if you tell him, I don't want your 2 million, you say, you don't want it, it's your problem. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is giving us so much. And Allah says, if you don't come to my door to take, then I will punish you. So this punishment is not that Allah Ta'ala wants to punish us. Allah says, you're so stupid, you're so ignorant. How can you be missing out on this golden opportunity? A father gives his children so much, and he wants to give them more. And he tells them, please come this weekend. I want to distribute all my assets now to you. And you must come. If you don't come, I'll take away what you had also. Only a foolish son won't go. So yeah, and if a father, he'll say, you don't want to come, okay, leave it, you won't get. Allah Ta'ala is warning us that if you don't come, there is a severe warning for you. So these warnings that Allah Ta'ala has put out, it's not that Allah Ta'ala wants to punish us. Allah wants to make us alert. That put your ignorance one side, put your desires one side, and come and see what you will get from the treasures of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. اور مجھے جان لینا چاہیے کہ ایسے نعمت عظمہ اور محبوب حقیقی کے کرم سے محروم رہ کر اپنے محسن و خالق و مالک اور دنیا آخرت کے چارہ ساز کو ناراض کر کے سخت عذاب کا مول لینا بری نادانی اور کمینہ پن ہے. اللہ اکبر. And then a person should realize that this great gift of Allah, that who is giving me this great gift? My mahbub haqiqi, my true beloved. Allah is that beloved, that Allah is not asking you for love, Allah is giving love. The outward beloveds of this world, they fool you. And you get fooled that, hey, I love that girl, she is very beautiful, etc. But if the next day she must get sick, and sores must come on her body, and all pus is coming out, now you don't want to look at her also. Yeah, even if it may be your wife, you'll say, okay, may she work, she loved with me so long, let me make a khidmat. But now your desire towards her will turn away. And don't fool yourself and think, oh, that is my beloved. And fool yourself, because that is ulterior motive. Allah Ta'ala got no motive for us. Allah Ta'ala is not one that will get sick. Aliyazubillah. Allah Ta'ala won't lose His splendor, His beauty. Allah's beauty, Allah's power, Allah's generosity is always at its peak. So Allah, who is our true beloved, out of His kindness, it's not that Allah needs us, out of the kindness of Allah, Allah Ta'ala is granting us this great gift. And if a person, Allahu Akbar, and apne mohsin wa khaliq, that a person realizes that my mohsin, the person who's doing me favors every split moment, Allah is doing us such favors every split moment which we can't imagine. Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat explains that Allah Ta'ala has made all the arrangements for you to wear a jacket for today, and Allah knew you're going to need that. And what arrangements Allah made. We don't know what we need, and Allah is fulfilling our needs. So what a muhsin, what a, and Allah is our Khaliq, Allah is our creator. And Allah didn't just create us as an empty body, Allah gave us brains also. That a person, if his brains are little short, they say his five bob short, and the people make a joke with it. Allah made our brains also full, and Allah tied our screws also properly. That this person is not little loose, don't go home and see your wife's screws if it's loose or something. But Allah Ta'ala gave us proper brains. Allah gave us eyes to see everything. Allahu Akbar. Allah didn't deprive us. Certain people Allah Ta'ala made them blind. That is also Allah give them something else in return. But for those who got eyes to take a lesson, they just look at them. Allah gave you eyes free of charge. Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala gave us unlimited bounties. Allah Ta'ala gave us intelligence. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave us, Allahu Akbar. A person who thinks like a woman, if she says that no, I want to be free. I don't want to live under a man, and I want to have my own free life, and I'll do my own work and my own earnings. Then all her problems are on her. If she gets sick, she has to go to a doctor herself, make her own appointment. She has to go and buy her own groceries, and she thinks she's free, but she's put herself into lot of problems. But if a woman says that I'll get married according to Sharia, I'll love under a man, and according to Islamic rule, I'll love in my house, she's like a queen. That her husband, if she needs anything, husband has to make the appointment, even her potatoes, her bread, anything, he must go and buy for her. He must go and see to all her needs. So she is a queen. But a person who thinks and don't realize that Allah is my Khaliq and my Malik, Allah is my owner, that I belong to Allah, I am the slave of Allah. Once you are slave, then you don't have to worry of your needs. The master takes care of all your needs, Allah Akbar. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi bought a slave, he asked him, what will you eat? He says, what choice has a slave got? Whatever the master gives him. And in this way he asked few questions. He said, what choice has a slave got? So what choice have we got? But Allah is giving us the best of food. Allah is giving us the best of everything. So just be a slave and you'll be like a king. And you won't have problems. But despite all that, a person doesn't realize that Allah, who is so kind, and Allah who is my muhsin, the person who blesses me with so much favors, unlimited, who is my creator, who is my owner, and Allah Akbar, dunya aur akhirat ke chara saaz, Allah Akbar, that great being, who sees to all my needs of this world, and the year after also, Allah Akbar, to make him unhappy, what a height of, and to take a punishment over my head, that you think you can bear the punishment of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, then you're the most stupid idiot in the world. You're the most base person. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that person who's bold to commit a sin, he is an international donkey. He is so stupid. You're playing with a great power, and that Allah who doesn't want to punish you, Allah Akbar, if you're a person who is very kind and you see him getting angry, you ask, who made him angry? This man doesn't hurt a fly and you made him angry. What you did? So that you realize that he's angry because the person who did wrong must have did something terribly wrong. So Allah Ta'ala is Rahim. Allah is so tolerant, as we explained. For Allah Ta'ala to get angry, it takes a long time. Allah is not overtaken by emotions. It just gets angry like that. Allah gives us time. Allah gives us time till maut. That even my banda 90 years is worshipping an idol. Maybe by mistake one person is saying, Ya Sanam. And his tongue twisted, he said, Ya Samad. Immediately Allah says, my banda, what you want? Angels say, Ya Allah, he is not turning to you. Allah says, if I don't turn to him, he took my name. Then what's the difference between his dead God and a loving Allah like me? So Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. So a person should realize, Don't be as such a stupid idiot that you just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time one young boy was becoming alim, and in those days they didn't have madrasas like us and all boarding etc. They had to go to the ustad during the day and then find work and then earn some bread for his food etc. and go learn. So he was doing imamat in one masjid and he had one small room. During the day he used to go for his sabaks. At night what happened, there was problems in the town, riots broke out. And one young girl, very pretty, beautiful young girl, ran into the masjid. And she pushed his door open about 11 o'clock at night. He got a shock. And he was busy with his kitabs, with one small candle he's studying. And he's busy with his kitabs. He's telling her, what you want here? I'm the imam of the masjid and you just have the night. People will say, I committed zina. She say, please, I have no choice. There's riots in the road. I can't go out. My life is at stake. I have to stay here. So he says, oh, the room are so small. In any case, he says, you sit in that one corner. And you just sit there. But before Fajr, you will have to go out. Otherwise, people, they just have evil ideas and evil thoughts. So she sat there in the room. He carried on making his mutala whole night. And his candle was burning. Every time after 15-20 minutes, he's putting his finger in the candle and he's taking it out. He's putting his finger and he carries on. Now just before Fajr, he told her, now please leave. She said, okay, I'll leave. It seems like it's quiet. But please tell me, I saw you whole night, you busy studying. But every time you're putting your finger in the candle, what's happening? He says, I'm a young man. I got desires, you are a young woman, you at my disposal, I could have done what I want to. Every time my nafs and my desire trouble me and say, here's a young girl for you, enjoy yourself, I think of the fire of Jahannam. And I put my hand in the scandal, can I bear the scandal's heat, then, or can I take the fire of Jahannam? So Allah Ta'ala is saying, don't be a stupid idiot. That Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful, Allah is our Khaliq, our Malik, Allah owns us, and we still deprive ourselves, and we are bold to say, no, I'll bear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can't be such stupid idiots. The third point that we learned already, namaz mein dil ki huzuri. Now see how easy Allah Ta'ala made it. To be present in namaz, to have khushu, concentration in namaz, it's not a difficult task. It's a very simple task. Jiske usool ka tariqa to bayan mein wazi hai. This has been explained already previously in the bayan of Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh, that how easy it is to gain this concentration. Ke koshish ki jaye ke namaz ke har rukan mein kam az kam koi lehza zarur huzuri ka muyassar aa jaye. That in any posture of every posture of namaz, even for 1 second, just to think I'm in the presence of Allah. How simple it is. And Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Alayh said, in your whole namaz, even if for one moment you thought I'm in the presence of Allah, that namaz is the namaz of past. Now make your namaz higher and higher, get a high mark, but at least that namaz won't be a curse for you. It shouldn't be that the whole namaz, you started Allahu Akbar and you made salam, you didn't know you were in namaz. You were in the match and you're still in the grounds. And you didn't even know Imam Sahib made salam. So just for one moment, so how easy is this concentration? It's nothing beyond us that we can't concentrate. Just to ponder and think, I'm in the presence of Allah. Is huzuri ki awadat mein jo umur Hazrat Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali ne tahreer farmaya, and with regard to this presence of mind and this concentration, what Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, for example, apne aap ko apne Rab ke saamne jaane, aur Rab Kareem ko apne haal par mutawajjih samjhe, that just think, I'm in the presence of Allah. Allah is watching me. I know Allah's full attention is on me. Not just watching me, Allah's attention is. Even for one moment in every posture, or in the whole namaz for one moment, this is concentration, this is devotion, this is a namaz of fast. It won't be a fail namaz, but now don't remain on just an ordinary level of fast. Increase. Or jo kuch zaban se par raha hai, uske maana ko jaane. Or whatever you're reading, learn the meaning and just pay attention lightly to the meanings that you are reading. That will gain your concentration more. Agar mazmoon Allah kareem ke ghusra wa itaab ka ho, to dil hi dil mein khauf kare. اور پناہ چاہے اور جو مقام رحمت اور عنایت کا ہو تو دل ہی دل میں اس کے حصول کی تمنا اور آرزو کریں. And if while reading you hear the ayats of punishment, then in your heart just make dua, Ya Allah, please save me. If you hear the ayats of rahmat, of jannat, in your heart say, Ya Allah, please grant me this blessing, etc. So in this way, this is all forms of gaining the special mercies of Allah and gaining concentration. Uske usool ki tamanna aur aarzu kare, you desire, Allah, grant me also these favors. Of naflo mein mashq ke dauran chahiye, uski kaifiyat ke usool ke liye, ayat ko baar baar padhna pade. And if you're reading nafal namaz, and try and make nafal namaz to practice and to bring this in our lives. And these ayats of, if we know the ayats of mercy, read it over and over. And that is why zikr also we have to repeat for it to enter into our hearts. So see what a great benefit namaz is. What a great enjoyment. Allah give us the understanding and true reality. SubhanAllah.